What's up, y'all? This is Jeffy at Jeffy TV coming to you from the default location, functional route. I'll explain that one later as we are trying something new. I do believe that I'm still on East Coast time. I'm roughly up and out 2 hours earlier than my default route taking walking time. I'm gonna try, and here's the catch. I'm going to try and become a morning person. I think what was happening is I get off work at 8, and to get my 8 hours in of sleep, I wouldn't have to go to bed until like 1 o'clock in the morning. So I would have all that time afterwards. And so since I wouldn't get up until 9, because I wanted, the idea was to sleep, wake up and work, to sleep as much as I can, as close as I can to my work time. So that's kind of the premise that I've been operating on for a while. And then so after work, I'm sitting there for like 2-3 hours awake with, I don't want to say nothing to do, but I would say without the motivation to do anything. Is that a better way to put it? I'm sitting there for like 2-3 hours without the motivation to do anything. And I end up eating. So I figured I'd go ahead. Well, I need to wipe that off. Huh? Let me pause. Because I can. Can I pause? Where is the pause? I forgot where the pause went. Where'd the pause go? Okay, I got here. It's a new app. I gotta excuse me. Here it is. Okay, I successfully used pause once I found it. And I cleared the camera. Cleared it. Wiped the camera lens. So what I'm gonna try to do now is get up in the morning. And I do feel good. I've always been a morning person. I can literally feel a better energy when I start the morning early, when I start the day early in the morning. Earlier I start, I literally all my life, well, at least a good chunk of my adult life, I can actually feel the difference when I get up early and get things going and get the day going. Because I used to be at work. I used to be at work in my chair ready to go at 6 a.m. That was me, and I loved that. Here's my bank. Here's my bank. Bank of America. You can't even tell it's a bank. You can't even tell it's what it is. I got this when I first moved here 20-something years ago. Over 20 years ago, this is where I got my, started my first account. I ain't been in that big place, and no reason to even go in there anymore. You know, with the way things are now, there's just no reason to go in the bank anymore. So I'm gonna try to get up and get steps in and do this and do that in the morning. Because the idea previously was that I didn't want to be tired or quote unquote worn out when it comes time to work. That was kind of the idea. But I think that may have been making me lazy and drowsy in the morning, laying in the bed too long, and then staying up late. Even though I felt like I got used to being a night person or staying up till 1 a.m. I'm not sure. Looking back, I'm not sure how my energy was during that time. Even though I was able to do it, a lot of times I'm sitting there eating, wondering when I can go to bed. Thinking to myself, can I go to bed yet? Is it time to go to bed yet? But anyway, so we're trying that. And it just so happens to coincide with the fact that I have a DMV appointment today. They cleaned all this up. This used to be all, used to be homeless tents all up and down this street right here. You can see how clean. If you really look at it, you can see how kind of clean it really is. It used to be homeless stuff. And even all, see, all the businesses I think here are closed. I think COVID got them. A lot of businesses across the street are closed too. So a lot of this is closed down. I think we're coming up on John's. I used to go to John's to get my chicken meat, get my chicken legs, 39 cents a pound or so. John's, not Vaughn's. John's. I come up here, there's a 99 cent store up here. Small, nasty little grocery store. Kind of grocery store that when you walk in, you can smell it. Since I'm shooting this way, I shorten the reach of a selfie stick and walking with the camera just basically straight up and down at like 1/4 the length I usually have. Since, you know, I'll show you, if I turn it around like this, this is how close it is to my face now. And remember, it's easy to carry it like this too, because I don't have to, the leverage, is it leverage? Like the seesaw thing, where you can do something heavy if you, on one end, if you use the leverage of, either way, but see, it's easy to carry it like that. So if I turn around like this, I figured y'all wouldn't want to see the beautiful streets of my city. Yeah, that was John's we walked by. You can't even see, if you turn around and look, you can't even see the storefront. You walk right by it because you enter in the back of it. And in fact, I could have walked that way. When I walked back, I walked that way. More exciting than walking here. I walked back behind the buildings where the entrance is in the parking lot where I used to be my go-to. And I started making a little bit of money. Got a little bit refined. And could no longer go into that nasty store, so to speak. There's a homeless tent that you see. They clean a lot of them up. But, you know, people gonna find some place to go. They gotta go somewhere. It's 99 cent store. You can see these doors are, these doors are locked. You go in through the back. And the reason we're taking this route today is to, because I had a DMV appointment. And I Googled, you know, how long it would take to walk. And it was like 40 minutes. So I was like, oh, okay. I can do that. 40 minutes, you know, instead of walking my steps, I might as well walk to the DMV. I'm trying to renew my driver's license and get my real ID card. See, there's the back of the 99 cent store. And John's is down there. I used to park back over there. This used to be my runaround thrift store. I think I got my last recliner there. Had that recliner for 20 plus years. Just got through replacing it. Got a new one. And you know what? That old one, though it was nasty, dirty, needed to be reupholstered, it did the job. It was still doing the job. The new one, I got to break in. I mean, it's nicer looking, blah, blah, blah. But I might have should have tried to do something with that old nasty one. That's all I'm saying. I might have should have tried to do something with that old nasty one. As you can see, a lot of this stuff is seems to be closed down. But everything for sure has to be gated because of the homeless smash and grab. See, everything is like locked down, boarded up. An optometrist that I'm going to tomorrow, they board up their whole store. All the glass is boarded up. Except people just like smash and grab it. Angry Boy Burger. Well, I gotta be angry. Well, everything got to be so aggro. Is aggro the word? Angry Boy. It look good though. Might want to have to try it. Come on. Lots of gates and fences. Hispanic area. Feels mostly Hispanic. That's why I've lived here for 20 years and don't necessarily identify with the place, which is kind of weird considering I lived here for 20 years and still don't feel like I'm part of this community. This looks like a nicely remodeled place. See, had kind of a nice modern look to it, even though it needs to be painted. It's a little bit older, but you know, it's got kind of a feel to it that I may or may not like. You gotta watch yourself out here when you're walking, especially in the morning. People got stuff on their mind, their kids getting to work, being late, doing makeup, getting dressed with blood, the whole thing. They don't be watching. They don't be watching. Now, I don't think you'll get run over, but you'll definitely get ran up upon if you ain't careful. And nobody wants to get ran up upon. One thing I can say is when I'm talking, the audio level indicators are flashing. They're red. And it says it does that when you're talking too loud. But I didn't like mine to be that way. I like mine to be loud. And I definitely have the microphone on 6. So that's the highest. Maybe one day I'll turn it down and test it and see what it sounds like. Because it's not supposed to go into red. And this thing has noise suppression. I might try all that too. It has a noise suppression and this and that that I could put on the app does. That I can put on my vocal. See how that car behind me just flew by me? You gotta watch out in the morning. And I don't blame people. My thing is this. I don't blame you for driving or doing the way you're doing, considering the life that I imagine you have. Taking care of kids, taking care of that. You know, the things you may or may not be worried about. This, that. I don't blame you for being distracted. Look, this homeless dude got art in front of this thing. Ooh, nice, see? See, I'm just saying. So, maybe I should turn down the audio on the mic and put on the noise suppression and noise canceling whatever on the app and see what it's talking about. I might try that one day. Anyway, so I'm going to DMV, renew my license, and get my real ID. I think I got all the paperwork. I got my passport. My appointment's at 9:20. It's 8:15 now. So I'm like an hour early. Told you I started really early. I left walking really early. So even if I walk up there, I'm still gonna get there like an hour before I'm supposed to be there, which is cool. And that it works for me to get there that early and to do what I gotta do. See, that was me distracted, looking at somebody walking by and not paying attention to the words that come out my mouth and do what I gotta do. What is that? What does that even mean? You know? I think I'm going the right way. I think I'm going the right way, and if I'm not, I still got enough time to backtrack and get there. I could have swore the DMV is supposed to be at that corner across from Little Caesars. Yeah, I see it now. I probably should wear my glasses. I probably should wear my glasses more often and more better. That's why I'm going to the optometrist tomorrow. Get up early. Gotta be at the optometrist at 10:30. Figure it's gonna take me, probably leave at 9:30 or something like that. If I get up at 7:30, I'll be able to get some steps in. Get up 7 o'clock or whatever, get some steps in. Still leave at 9:30. Get myself an hour in morning traffic. Because I'm used to living at 10:30. And it takes about 45 minutes if I leave at 10:30. But I'll be more in the morning traffic. So it's fun to figure all that out. You know? Do you know where you're going to? Do you like the things of life? It's chosen to, or whatever the word. I wonder if I get in there early. It's probably not even open. The DMV is probably not even open yet. I'm always grotesquely early. Even when I'm late, I'm early. Even when I'm late, I'm early. Big on my Little Caesars, which has been questionable the last few times I've had it. Watch this, I can zoom. I just wanted to zoom the show out. I don't know, the preview looks weird. Maybe it's just a preview, reduced preview, which is okay. I'm gonna walk over there and see what I can do. And then I'm going to sit and see if I can get in early, how that works. So I'm gonna say, hey, my appointment's at 9:20. I got all my documents. I have a credit score of 800. Can I go ahead? Or do I just have to wait? And I don't mind waiting. Let's be honest, I don't mind waiting. Gives me something to have to do, if I could put it that way. Or I could just keep walking, I can keep getting steps. However you want to handle it, however I want to handle it, you know. I can keep walking, keep getting steps. But I'm going to go in there and see. No appointment. Customers with no appointment. Customers with appointment. I got an appointment. Let me see what I can do if I can go in there and say, hey, I got a 9:20. Can you take me now? Should I do that? Because I am early. I think I'm going to try that.